Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Step inside, step inside. Stealing things, it's fun! Hey, this is the Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit. Show 162 if you're keeping score at home. And I know you are. My name's Mal, and this is the show dedicated to bringing you wacky, different, exotic. Ooh, exotic, that's a cool word. Music that you might not have heard because it's independent. That means struggling artists trying to make you hear their music, much like I'm a struggling radio show DJ, hoping you hear my head, voice, words, things in your ears. Yes, so anyway, if you remember last week, I was like, oh, I'm going to this pinball party. Pinball party, that sounds like, wow, pinball party. No, it's not. It was like this gathering where, you know, it was limited to 250 people. This is a place in, what was it called? Some place in Florida. It was like, I ended up going up 75 and driving forever. And it was like Fremontville Head Face, something. I don't think that's right. But anyway, it was a fun time. And I'll elaborate a little bit more on how that went, you know, as the show progresses. Boy, you know, I have the windows open in the illustrious studio here in Radio St. Pete headquarters. And I found the little key that, like, unlocked the windows. And the fresh air is coming in because I have a feeling this is the last hurrah of open windows here in Florida. You know, it's April. After a certain point, if you open the windows, actually lava comes in. It's weird. So we will be the huddling masses in the hiding in the air conditioner very soon. And my energy bill will go through the roof. And I'll be sad because my job's going to India. Oh, that's sad too. But I won't talk about that. Clarity is coming, and then I'll be able to elaborate a little bit more on the impact of said outsourcing. But that's not what we're here about now. We're here about music, aren't we? Of course we are. So here's some for your ears.
Johnny, what can you make out of this?
This? Well, I could make a cap, or a brooch, or a pterodactyl.
We'll be right back. I did my 3 years up at the county pen. Made some friends, went Muslim. Now I'm out. Praise Allah.
Hey guys, come check out Two Dimension Comics, the comic book podcast with no direction.
We feature candid roundtable discussions about all things comics, past and present, with a killer soundtrack.
We like to include visuals of everything we talk about on the show. You can find that by going to BunchDorks.com
and click on the Cyclops!
Minnie-Me loves chocolate. Scotty, don't!
What? I like chocolate fine. I just...
Scotty, do.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was very familiar. Hang on, let me do what I do. Would you stop?
How about it, Owen?
How about a what?
How about it, Owen?
What are you...
How about it, Owen?
I don't even...
How about it, Owen?
Honestly, isn't this...
How about you do, ladies and gentlemen, Scotty, do.
and the Preacher, the first black Western. They said that Lincoln won his war against slavery. They said blacks were free to pursue their own lives. But now, Buck and the Preacher tells the real story.
We want this, Buck.
I'm Buck.
Sidney Poitier as Buck, Harry Belafonte as the Preacher.
I'm the Reverend Willis Oakes Rutherford of the High and Low Order of the Holiness Persuasion Church.
Buck and the Preacher. Black power in the Old West, where equality was a pair of scatter guns and a .44 hidden in the good book. Sidney Poitier and Harry Belafonte in Buck and the Preacher, with Ruby Dee and Cameron Mitchell. The story of free men who refused to say Massa. From Columbia Pictures, rated PG and beautiful. Parental guidance suggested.
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood. Nobody!
Ah, yes. Some surf music straight from Japan. I played the Fuzuyama Surfers. I played Fuzuyama Wave, Ginchi, Menzai Stomp, and of course, the world famous Miserlou. Often duplicated, never imitated. Or something like that. Like, I read it on a pizza box, but I was drunk, so I can't remember it exactly. Anyway, if you may or may not know, I have a silk screening business that's a side business from my regular one, from my regular job. And it's been doing pretty well. Daddy-O's screen print, daddyosilkscreening.com is the where you'd go to order it. So basically, I made up this shirt, you know, as a pinball. It was like those old bumper caps. Bumpers are the ones that where the ball hits around and it scores points, you know, and they kind of propels it more with the coils. And it said special when lit 100 points. And I had made this shirt on a nice yellow shirt with the bright bumper cap in the middle. Nice little three color design. It was one I was fooling around with. I'm gonna, you know, start selling them. But I had just done this first run, kind of test how it looked, how it lined up, and all that kind of stuff. Because registration issues are always a thing. Especially because this is a fairly new endeavor for me, so everything's a learning experience, an opportunity, as they used to say in dumb worlds. So I show up at this party wearing my bumper cap shirt, and out of nowhere, you know, I'm standing there, and Gary Stern, owner of Stern Pinball, up out of Chicago, the last remaining pinball company, he comes up and he says, "Oh man, I love that shirt," and I was like, "Wow!" I freaked out a little bit, but I kept it in check, you know. If you remember, I interviewed him. I played Gary Stern's interview on this show a while ago when I met. I interviewed him at Free Play. Really nice guy. Really talked a little bit about stuff that made me realize, you know, what a businessman he was and what was important. You know, because he was talking about if you miss, they do three releases a year, and if one of those misses, you're laying people off. And I was like, oh, that's a lot of pressure. But because it's easy for a fan to go, why don't you make this dumb machine? Why don't you make this stupid idea? And that's the reason why they have to go with things that are kind of like have a built-in audience, you know. So anyway, he came up, and I had made a shirt for him as well, a black shirt with this bumper cap, and I had like put my business card in and put a sticker in and stuff like that, and like kind of sealed it up, and then his name was on it. So when he came up and he said that, I was like, I was gonna give that to him at the party, but then I was like, oh my god, and I was like, hey, I made one for you, and it was neat because it was in a sealed envelope, so he knew it wasn't like, oh yeah, here's a shirt for you, you know. It was kind of cool, and he talked a little bit. I didn't talk too much to him because at this kind of event, everyone was flocking to him. He's like a celebrity in that world, you know. So, but it was really neat. I got a lot of attention. The shirt got a lot of attention, so I was like, ah, maybe this is some of the stuff I designed might do okay, you know. It's nice to have those little bit of reassurance or, you know, encouragement when you're doing this stuff. You're like, oh, yeah, maybe I have a chance. So, but anyway, it was a fun party. I played a lot of pinball, and that was the whole thing. Didn't win anything. You know, there's these raffles, and, you know, there's all these raffles, and there's 250 people, so you think, oh, I have a chance of winning something. No, like three people won like nine things. I was like, what is going on? So my luck in raffling world did not shine through, which was sad. There was a cop there. He won like 10 things. I'm like, Anyway, but I digress. Here's some music.
Hey. Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
to die. Wanna dance today?
We'll be right back. A man is trained for violence. He doesn't give a damn if it's on the battlefield or the open road. Chrome and Hot Leather is the story of Mitch, who marshaled his green berets against the biker's freak savagery. Mitch, a case-hardened fighter, tempered for combat in any kind of dirty war. Jim, the best right arm any outfit ever had. Hank, the battering ram, to plow through when the going got tough. In Chrome and Hot Leather, it was search and destroy in a gut fight to the finish. To the bikers, the message was loud and clear. Don't muck around with a Green Beret's mama, or you'll get your chopper rammed down your throat. See Chrome and Hot Leather, in color, rated GP.
The first rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. Second rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. Third rule of Fight Club, someone yells stop, goes limp, taps out, the fight is over. Fourth rule, only two guys to a fight. Fifth rule, one fight at a time, fellas. Sixth rule, no shirts, no shoes. Seventh rule, fights will go on as long as they have to. And the eighth and final rule, if this is your first night at Fight Club, you have to fight.
Wow. Fight Club has a lot of rules. You should be like, you know, more of an anarchist, dude. Remember that movie? Oh, everyone remembers that movie. I don't know if it holds up or not, but I'm sure it does. Hey, before the break, I played the world famous 5-6-7-8s. I played from their CD Pinheel Stomp. I played Pinheel Stomp, Dance in Avenue A, Arkansas Twist. Ugh, I hate that word. I don't know how to say it right. I always say it Arkansas. No. Anyway, and then hey. Mashed potato hay. Neat little thing. When I saw them live at the UFO Club in Japan, when I was over there in 2012, I think we saw them. They were like, "Oh, what do you want us to play?" And I yelled out "Dancing Avenue A," and I could see her think about it for a little while. And they played a different one. And then when they came back after that one, then they played it, and I was like, "Ee!" I was like, "Oh!" It was exciting. I didn't actually do that because I would probably have got punched by somebody. No, that's not true. It's Japan. They would have just looked at me like, "You're weird. Weird gaijin." So, yes, 5-6-7-8. I'm trying my best not to make this the 5-6-7-8 power hour. I don't know how long I'll hold back. But anyway, I will try my best. A lot of fun at the pinball thing. Boy, you know, earlier this week, there was a news story about a guy, like, a local guy murdered his wife or killed with a sword. And I was like, well, that's weird. And then I was like, I wonder if she was like a Highlander. That would have been pretty cool. You look at that, but he only won, and he was actually married to another Highlander, and then they just discovered it, and then he cut her head off and got all of her powers. That would be, I don't think the news would cover that, though. It'd probably just be like a weird lightning storm happened inside of a trailer this week. I don't know, what are you going to do? You got to make the best with what you got. I don't get to watch the news very much anymore, and that's fine. I cut my cable, and I've been living off the little Amazon Fire Stick. I'm an Amazon Prime user, so it makes sense because you get the free videos and I haven't missed it too much, to be honest with you. I am happier with that $120 a month. Yay for free stuff. All right, here's some music. Here's some free stuff for you. The world just keeps giving back, man. Pay it forward. And remember all those rules from Fight Club. I think rule number one for me is don't be in a Fight Club. I wonder if that movie holds up. Probably doesn't. Maybe it does. I don't know. But this will hold up. This is music, and listen to it and enjoy it.
I make it a rule never to get involved with possessed people.
Actually, it's more of a guideline than a rule.
We'll be right back.
Oh, master.
Just gonna
there'll be a day, baby, you look back and see what a good thing you had, baby, with the man.
Out of Sights. I played the record I played was Out of Sights, Out of Mind. I played I Dream of Jeannie, The Stranger, No Friend of Mine, and I Won't Be a Fool. Easier said than done. I've been a fool many times. I have another album from the Out of Sights. I haven't ripped it yet, though. I have to get on that because I know there's a lot more tracks and they are some cool cats. So make sure you check out the Out of Sights on Facebook or other. You'll be glad you did.
Are you stupid or something?
I'm as stupid as a stupid
goose. Edgar Allan Poe wrote Spirits of the Dead with a pen dipped in warm blood. You will see the ultimate in terror with this important all-star cast. Brigitte Bardot, Alain Delon, Jane Fonda, Terence Stamp, and Peter Fonda in Edgar Allan Poe's Spirits of the Dead. Only Poe's demented genius could bring to the screen such horror and evil. Spirits of the Dead stars Brigitte Bardot, Alain Delon, Jane Fonda, Terence Stamp, and Peter Fonda. Directed by three masters of the cinema, Federico Fellini, Louis Malle, and Roger Vadim. Spirits of the Dead is an adventure in terror beyond your wildest nightmares. Spirits of the Dead in color is rated R.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch.
All right, we are back. I wanted to say, grab a pencil. I know you're going to want to jot this stuff down. It's really important. First and foremost, I will say make sure you go visit projectpinball.org online. It's a projectpinball.org. It's a 501c. I'm not getting paid to say this stuff. I'm just saying go out there. It's a non-profit dedicated to putting pinball machines in children's hospitals, you know, and setting them on free so the kids can play and have a little bit of joy in their lives. That's kind of important, and I think it's something that's lost on our society a great deal. In your job, in your daily life and stuff, you know, it's okay to, like, have fun and laugh and enjoy a moment away, you know? And that's lost. So make sure you go see projectpinball.org. Otherwise, make sure you're also going to bunchofdorks.com. There you're going to find a whole bunch of podcasts. One of them, two of them are mine. It's called the top one, Slow Robot A Go Go, which is a podcast that we do that's reviews old crazy movies, and these are the craziest of crazy. And in the middle one on there is Two Dimension Podcast. That's friends of mine. They talk about comic books. I don't read them, so I'm not on that one. I wouldn't bring much to the table, but they're very knowledgeable. And then the bottom one is Bunch of Dorks. It's like this show, but a lot more cursing and rage. So, you know, if you're into that, go listen to that. Also, you can check out, if you go to on RadioSaintPete.com, if you go to the archives section, you're going to find one. I do a show there called Asian Cult Cinema. Me and Dr. Morbius talk about some of the craziest of crazy Asian cult cinema, Asian cinema, you know, of the cult nature. And then also you can listen to the to this one on there on the archives. It's a lot of fun. Okay, sorry for the long Uber commercial there. Not Uber, not driving commercial. Oh, now that means that. Ugh. It's tough keeping up with all the grammatical changes in the world. Go to that. We're done with all those excessive commercial? I don't know, self-grandiose? I don't know. Sorry, everyone. Here's some music, because that's why you're here.
I'm a sophisticated sex robot sent back through time to change the future for one lucky lady.
We could take some time to smell the orchids. We could just relax and let the world come to us. If you think that days like these are something you can return to, I've got some dreams for sale. Fire's die, but don't get tired. Super bees don't understand the words
Now I swear, the next one of you primates even touches me. Yeah!
Nice. That was Bob Goblin. The Adventures of Jet. I played, what did I play? I played Drag and Fairlane. Good guys. That group is really awesome. I play a lot of their stuff off their newest one. What was it? Love Lost for Bloodlust. So make sure you check them out. They are a hardworking band. Got a pretty cool style, you know? I really dig them. I guess that's going to be it for this week. Thank you for tuning in and listening, as always. You know, Radio St. Pete exclusive indie circuit. We appreciate our listeners, and I know Radio St. Pete appreciates that. They haven't figured out a way to kick me off yet. Well, that's it. We'll see you next week. My name is Mal. This has been the Indie Circuit, and we'll be back next week with more shenanigans and awesome music for your head.